Blog Talk Radio.
Show the sideways, make it in the air. Let's move it side to side, make it in the air. Let's move it side to side, make it in the air. Show the sideways, make it in the air. Make it in the air. Let's move it side to side, make it in the air.
Disclosure out there, we drink, we cuss, we talk about inappropriate ass things.
We are your inappropriate friends on Friday night who you probably want to sit and drink with anyway. So, yeah, grab a cup. Grab whatever you like, whatever type of liquor you like. And
what
join
us.
I don't know. I'll send a message. And I'll page him. Mr. Ron. So, yeah, so that's what we're doing tonight. So, the first topic, we're going to talk about this man and his spanky weenus.
Girl, yes. Oh,
we're going to talk about his spanky weenus. Even though we kind of talked about it, touched on it last night on Big B at Night. This man, was it New Jersey?
I think it was New York. First of all, let me tell you something right now. New Jersey and New York is two totally different things, okay?
Same place.
It's not the same thing. They next door to each other, but it's two totally different things. Okay.
Okay.
Now I don't know what is going on about this man and his stinky business, but I'm praying to God that he's from across. If he across the river, please don't come from Jersey, sir, with the stinky tidbits. Okay.
Girl, he was prison guard.
I have no idea about this. I don't know what's going on.
Okay, so we're going to tell you about it. So he's a prison guard at this Brooklyn jail, and he was trying to give his stankin' weenie to the inmates, the female inmates. And they were like, well, it was big, and it was curved to the left, but if it wasn't stinking, I might have won the tournament.
I would have been all over that.
But they said it was stinking, so they went all over. They went there for it. So, that's what's happening. So,
I'm confused because I feel like security guards make decent money. I feel like they make decent money. They might not be the richest, but they make decent money. And the last time I checked, last time I went past the dollar store, which was earlier today, they had the soap on the sale. It's only a dollar.
$1.
And then if you're savvy enough, you get the coupon. So now you're only paying like 50 cents, 25 cents for it. So I'm very confused as to why this is happening.
The lady said it smelled like he had never washed it. Like, he never.
Never, ever.
Now, when you use the word never, that means never is a long, it's a short, long word.
Well, part of the issue was that he was uncircumcised. Now, I would just throw this out here. Now, I know this was a court case, and he was found guilty, and I feel bad for those women. So please understand that we are not poking fun at sexual abuse of anyone. We don't condone it. It's not cool.
We're
poking fun at this nasty bastard. So he was uncircumcised. So you know they say that when men are uncircumcised.
So he didn't know how to peel his muffin cap back loose? He didn't know how to peel it back?
I guess he didn't. That anteater was out. That anteater was funky.
Okay. All right. So his.
He said. He didn't know how to peel his muffin cap back blue.
I can't wear it. I'm done.
I'm done.
Okay. So he couldn't even dip it in the water. So maybe if you got the soap in the rag, you know how you make soapy water. So he couldn't even dip it in the water. Like, he didn't want to touch it. Oh, wow.
Okay, so wait a minute. Let me get Ron in on the conversation. Let me get Ron here.
Man.
Hey, Ron. Welcome.
What's going on, ladies?
Hey, how you doing, brother?
Hi, girlfriend.
Hey.
Y'all good? I hear y'all doing a lot of laughing. What y'all laughing at?
Okay, so we're talking about this brother with the fucking penis out here in these streets, trying to get his way at the correctional facility to the women up there in Brooklyn at the jailhouse.
He was making, oh God. Oh, Jesus. Help me, Lord, please.
And Taylor said, you mean to tell me you don't know how to peel your muffin cap black blue? That was funny. Yeah.
I can't even laugh, but my neck hurts.
But, yeah, so we're talking about, like, there's two men here on the code. I mean, I'm sure y'all watch that. I'm sure you watch that. But this brother, for whatever reason, didn't know how to clean his uncircumcised penis.
Well, don't call him a brother because he's clearly not a brother. He's a Puerto Rican.
He is melanated.
Right, he's a brother. We gotta own him too, Dre.
No, Chase.
So he was.
He is melanated.
See,
my thing is this: those ladies was already in jail. If you say no, what he gonna do? Put you in jail, or you're already in jail?
No. So this is the thing. So he would take them to.
Did he say jailer?
I'm ignoring that. That's the hole, Ron. That would be the hole. He put him in a hole, I guess. I don't know.
He put it in a hole.
So, no, he wasn't sleeping with them. He was basically taking them to secluded areas and forcing them to give him oral sex. And one of the... I can't. Like, the reason why they called him is because all of the women have the same account of his penis being big and, like, curved to the left or whatever, uncircumcised and stinky. So that's how they.
You know, the worst part is that he was married. So
now,
if
I have a question.
And your wife don't tell you got a stink dick, who the fuck's supposed to tell you got a stink dick?
Now, I got a question. Raising my hand. I got a question. So now, okay, so everybody filed this complaint, right? Now, we all know that they got to go through the whole process. So at what point was they like, all right, well, we got to line these people up just to make sure that's who you're saying it is? So
they got a warrant.
So my question is, so did they line up all the other guards, and then was it a scratch and sniff that you had to do, or was it just
wait, Taylor, I got another question. And did the judge actually sniff his dick to see if it was stinking?
No.
Exactly.
So, like, did they do the scratch and sniff test, or was it just like, did they do the lineup and they just was like, all right, here, and then you got it, like, is it guess the smell? Like, you, like, I guess it.
Guess the smell.
It's a scratch and sniff type shit. Oh, God.
Seriously, because overseas in Japan, they got this game show, right, where they blindfold you and you got to smell a certain smell to figure out if it's your wife or not. So my whole thing is that what happened? They was like, all right, so we're going to blindfold y'all and then just smell it. And if it smelled like the smell before, then that's him. Is that how you identified him, or is it just... And then what happened that day if he just decided, oh, I feel like running past some soap and water. Now your whole case is thrown out because he don't
right.
drink today.
Right, your whole case is thrown out the fucking court because he used some Ivory soap and he not hard today. He's soft, so it ain't hanging
this
to the left. And his shit smell
this
halfway decent.
Huge. He said it was a huge hook shape, uncircumcised.
If it was me facing all the time he facing, yeah, they had to come up with something. Because I would deny the hell out of it. I ain't trying to go to jail. I was just trying to get a little head. That's all I said.
So this fool, this is what the fool did. I think this is how he got caught. So he bragged to the victim that his nickname was Caballo, so horse.
The
in
horse.
Spanish, right?
Right. Horse, yeah.
So,
it was short. His name is Horse. It's short for horse manure. See, it was his first name. His first nickname was Horse, and his last name was Manure.
So when all the women told, they all said that they had that in common, and then they said that they got a warrant for
I wonder what the warrant read. Like, you know how they have to pass out a specific reason why they had to get the warrant? Or whatever. That is sad. We're trying to get through this now. That is sad.
She can't stop. No, she can't stop. You almost hurt her fucking chest trying to make her stop laughing.
Oh, no.
I tell you what, because my neck hurts. I can't be laughing like this. My neck still hurts a little bit. And I had a long day. And I can't take my medicine. But I need to know.
What, you had a horse too?
What the warrant
said. You had a horse too? That's why your neck hurting?
Oh,
no, I have not. I wish.
Oh,
I wish that was the reason, but I have no idea. No, I wish. I don't know how I pulled my neck. I don't know, but I wish. That was the reason.
Oh,
but it
man.
Okay.
Y'all stupid tonight.
I'm trying to get myself together.
But you stack your weenie in these streets, trying to get that shit away. My thing is, why your wife ain't saying nothing like, baby, you need to wash.
She probably just didn't give him none. She probably didn't do nothing about it, so that's probably why he's trying to do
something. That's what I was about to say.
No, because she's so busy. She's so busy wrapped up with her clean boyfriend that she just decided to go the hell on with her thinking ass husband. She over there with her boyfriend that smelled like Iris Spring in degree.
But if you, when you stink, you can smell it. Like, how you not smell yourself, brother?
You become immune to that smell.
Yeah. You remember how Linus did? Which one was it? The dirty one?
Pig pen.
Yeah, like Pig Pen didn't know he was dirty because he was always dirty.
No, didn't. He was always there. He just walked around with a cloud of dust. And this one just walked around with a cloud of funk. Yeah.
Nasty. He's
walking
around with a penis of funk.
I was discussing the other day, and the man said he was on a 4-year plan, and I'm like, "Oh, you retiring in 4 years?" He said, "No, I'm getting divorced in 4 years." I was like, "Oh shit!" So he telling me, he said he wait till the children get out of high school. He said, "Me and my wife ain't had sex in 3 years." So. And he was like, he got his little girlfriend. I said, well, let me ask you a question. You think she has a boyfriend? Because she ain't had sex in 3 years. You think that it's, that she just gone without some for 3 years? So I say that to say that this chick, she may not be fucking him, but she fucking somebody.
Oh, yeah, you know
and,
she got
the and, I mean, with a stink horse dick, I don't know no women who want a stink horse dick up in.
That's what I'm saying. Like, she done got to the point now. She at the point now where she with her new boyfriend. Her new boyfriend smell like Irish Spring and Degree Sport and cool water and all that other stuff. She ain't got time to be dealing with horse manure over here. She
cool
said she
water.
Ain't got time for it.
And she called
she
her
not
new,
say
cool
water.
Water.
She did not
get
cool water.
She said cool water.
At least she didn't say,
Okay, listen.
At least she didn't
stop
say,
it. Y'all stop it. We all of a certain age, okay? We ain't dealing with all this newfangled shit that's out and all this shit that the Ed Hardy and all that. We ain't fooling with none of that. We deal with what we know, okay? We all of a certain age. We ain't dealing with none of that shit. She got rhinestones on the dollar. No, we ain't dealing with that. We dealing with cool water and red door and white diamond
red door
and exclamation.
No, Elizabeth Arden red door or no white diamonds. That's not gonna happen.
Well,
no,
I wear white diamond. I wear white diamond for me, and this, the new one is out. It's like it's from Dubai, a joint. In the stores, it's like $200.
There ain't no goddamn
Dubai.
That shit
is the book.
But now,
anyway.
I see what you're saying.
And she's dealing with her new boyfriend that smelled like soap and water and deodorant and all types of deliciousness. She ain't worried about horse manure over here. She said, okay, you don't want to wash it. You don't want to dip it in the water. You don't even want to spray it down. You don't even want to put disinfectant on it. All right, cool. She ain't got cheese to get over it. She don't
and then
deal.
Correct me if I'm wrong. Oh, the motherfucker not even circumcised, right?
Mm-mm. Right,
mm-mm.
He is not.
That's what I'm saying.
So
now, you still got to pull your muffin back. You still got to pull your muffin back top. You still got to pull that back.
Ain't nobody.
You
got
to pull your muffin cap back, Blue.
Annie.
You have to.
Looking like an Annie, an aardvark.
Now, I have dealt with some uncircumcised men before in my life. They ain't never smelled bad. They clean their shit up. But,
well, yeah.
He can't clean his shit.
He's supposed to. You,
he don't need to.
You got
to
do extra.
He ain't. Yeah, that brother, he needs to sit down. Just go. You need to go sit in the bathtub.
Well,
he's going to sit down
for a long time because he facing life in prison. So he's going to sit his ass down for a real long time. And then
so you
Bubba.
For giving a stinky penis out here, putting your stinky penis in these women's mouths.
Right.
And now you're going to have
right.
to do life. Now you're going to have to go be Bubba's bitch. I'm done.
Bubba's bitch. Exactly. You're about to be Bubba's bitch. And Bubba gonna.
Yeah. Well, the good news. Yeah. Well, the good news is at least he gonna learn how to cornrow.
Hell no.
I
can't. He gonna have to learn how to cornrow, and he gonna have to learn how to cook.
Mm-hmm.
So I mean,
oh,
we gonna have
he
to.
Yeah, how you shove your dick in a woman or a couple of women's mouth and you get life, but you got motherfuckers out here who's taking people's lives and getting 10, 12, 15 years.
I know.
I don't
exactly.
Right.
Well, we know
exactly
the justice system is flawed. It's ridiculous. It's flawed. It's horrible. You got people who are out here who are in jail for little petty shit, marijuana. You know what I mean? And you got people killing folks, like you said. So we just know the justice system is flawed, and part of that reason why his sentencing is probably as, you know, heavy as it is because of the fact that he does have a little color to him. He's not of the...
If horse manure
I
was
a correction officer, so he's he's at a certain different level. You know what I'm saying? Like you're entrusted with keeping people safe, and you took that trust in. You know what I'm saying? And you abused it. But life. When I heard life, I was like, this month, how does he get life for getting head? That shit don't even fucking equate to me.
Well, you
it's,
know,
yeah.
It
was
in certain places.
They saying that he forced him to do it. The dude, they just going to say that he's forcing him to do it. But,
right.
Yeah, and see, but the thing is, they enjoyed it because they said they would have enjoyed it if it wouldn't have smelled bad. So basically,
well, the one lady said
that ain't right.
One lady said she was going. Well, the one lady said that she was gonna. It was so big. She thought she was gonna throw up. But my thing is, it's the abuse of power. So that's the issue that I think is causing
right.
part of the sentence to be so heavy because of the abuse of power. Which I agree. Like you, I mean, yeah, it was abuse of power. But at the same time, like it's people out here doing way worse stuff. You know what I mean? And we don't know what the long-term ramifications of are these women feeling like they were, because they were victimized, you know what I'm saying? And they were, because of the fact that he was in a position of power over them, and he told them to be quiet, and he would lead them off into secluded places and do what he needed to do, which is a horrible thing. So I think that's part of it, because when you know what I mean, when you sign up to be an officer of the law, so to speak, you know what I mean, you take an oath that you're supposed to do the right thing, you know what I mean? So
yeah,
I still don't. I mean, it just doesn't make sense. But I just feel bad, you know, for the ladies, because you don't know what it really depends on the stuff that they're in there for. You know what I mean? It could be people that's in there for like petty stuff, and you know, some of them maybe have issues with drugs and things like that. You know what I mean? So ain't no telling what they've already been through, and then to have to go to jail and then be further victimized, that's pretty fucked up. So,
because I thought the story was fake. I ain't gonna front. I thought it was one of the fake news report joints. And then I looked it up. I was like, well, damn.
Yeah, I did too when I was like, because of the headline. I was like, dang, like that's a hell of a headline to put on there. But I guess that's the best way to describe
it.
A big stinky penis.
Because it was like the stinky penis. He's like, what the fuck? That's why I thought it was fake.
But it came from the New York Post, from what I understand.
Boy, them New York people stealing their mailboxes and shit.
Watch your mouth. Don't do that.
Jumping off tables and shit, giving people three crack ribs. But y'all wild up there.
So I'm outside of the club, and you think I'm a punk. That's bone crusher.
He's so
fair.
Oh yes, he jumping off the headboard and the
dresses and shit
and the dresser and shit.
Everything I've ever done has been consensual. I've never forced nobody to put my caballo in La Boca, no, without them wanting to do it.
This nigga,
this dummy on this phone.
I can't. I'm done. Well, all right.
That's funny. Well, we have reached the top of the hour, so we gave that Negro 30 minutes. That's what we did.
Already done.
We sure did. You know, time flies when you're having fun.
Yes.
Okay. So Medisa came up with an idea. And so Medisa, explain your idea.
So I kind of switched it up. I said we should have two questions instead of one question. So the thing is, what we need to do, everybody needs
this
to have
this idea better
questions.
Be the second part of this book. I know that much.
Oh, shit. Listen, I got a full-time job,
okay.
A part-time job,
okay.
And a book. I know. I just can't get it. Can I live? I'm working my part-time. Can I work my part-time? Because you're working with me right now. We working, right? Okay. All right. Dang, Taylor, it's coming. I promise you, July, okay?
Okay.
And we are almost at June, so you got some July. We almost at June, so you okay?
I know.
Okay.
So.
All right, then carry on.
Everybody. Thank you, ma'am. I appreciate that. So everybody needs to come up with two questions, and everybody needs to answer, go around and answer those questions. So you can include all of us in the question. Like, you know, it's whatever you want it to be. So, like, I gave the example. If I were to get locked up, what would you think I got locked up for? But that's not one of my questions. I was just using that as an example. But somebody can use that question, but I'm not going to use it. So I have my first question. So I need everybody to describe your sex life using either a title of a movie or a title of a song.
Oh, God. Okay.
I can go first.
Okay. You go first. You go first.
So, my shit is frozen. Elsa and them.
Let it go.
Let it go. Frozen.
It's frozen.
Oh, God.
Frozen.
Oh, that's what she said. Frozen,
that's my
y'all.
Life. Frozen in the title. It's
she
frozen.
Said frozen.
Oh, man. I don't even know what to say.
I don't know what to say. I got bugs.
Oh, God. Y'all gonna die. So, mine's a song.
And it's old. It's not old school. Well, it's kind of old school. So, it's
what?
Like,
what?
I got hoes. I got hoes. In your area.
You stupid.
No. That's not her song. Her song is, I don't know what you heard about me, but I've been taking a dollar out of me. Okay, let no turn you can't see. Cause I'm a motherfucking P.I.M.P. That's what her song is.
I got two songs.
Another one, Taylor, is Big Ten Film.
And then, yeah, there you go. Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
Damn. Well, I got her.
So,
all right, who next?
There was a rap group by the name of Trends of Culture, right? And they had a song called Off and On. And that would be mine, Off and On.
Okay.
Off and
okay.
On.
Okay.
All right. Okay.
Dre?
Yours
frozen
too?
You
stupid. Oh, man. Wait a minute. His land drop. Wait a minute. I got to bring him back. Bring them in. What up, Drake? Okay.
Here it is, baby Paul.
Yeah, you remember that song? That was my shit right there.
Yeah, I got the CD, man, about a year or two ago. I got it off of Amazon. I had to go back and get it.
Yes, sir.
Okay, so I'm frozen.
Okay, what's your thing?
Mine's just, I got hoes, Big Pimpin', and...
Damn. What's that song?
Ron's is. Oh, I said that already. So, what's yours?
Okay, what was the topic again? Because mine got dropped. I got
Describe your sex life using either a movie title or a song. And mine was Frozen. and Ron's was Off and On, and Imaj's was I got hoes. And me and Taylor was adding some extra ones, and Big Pimpin, because she pimping.
I'm going to have to say right now, mine is like, what's that, the Bobby Shmurda T.I. remix, when he was like, where they at, though? Because I always get accused of having all these bitches, and I'm here by myself every day. Where they at, though? Where they at, though? Y'all ain't never heard that movie.
Where they at, though, with T.I. was talking about
with him and Floyd Mayweather. When Floyd was supposed to beat him up, and he was like, everybody said I got black eyes. Where they at, though?
Mm-hmm.
So that's me. Where they at, though?
Okay. Frozen. Frozen. Maybe a land before time. Shit, I don't know.
Not land before time.
Oh,
oh
man. On Charter Territory.
So that means best friend got a couple of songs. She got what? Big Daddy Kane, Pimpin' Ain't Easy.
Pimpin' ain't easy.
I'm not a pimp. That's one thing I want y'all to understand. I'm definitely not a pimp because I've never asked for anything. I've never asked.
The verdict is still out. Your pimp game is so strong. You got that pimp juice, right? Your pimp game is so strong.
Pimp
juice.
Nelly, that's another one.
Juice.
The only woman from my pimp juice. That's
pimp
another
juice.
One for you.
You don't have to say nothing. That means your game is that strong. I don't know what you heard
about
me.
I've never asked for anything.
You don't have to. That's what I'm saying. That's pimp shit. They just migrate to you.
Okay, Taylor, so what's yours?
Mine is how Stella got her groove back.
Hey!
So you got her messing with your old young thing or something out here in these streets?
Yeah, she got a Winston.
No. Before you go spread that out there, no. We have just, I don't know, we have gotten to, we at a good place, and things are good,
Snaps, honey. Ain't nothing wrong with that.
Okay,
got that
so
spark back.
Who's going next with their next question, or unless Melissa want to go again with her second question?
Go ahead.
Okay, so we're doing round robin. So we're going to go to Taylor. Taylor's next on the round robin. What's your first
question? Okay, folks, I need everyone to tell me their stripper names.
Oh, I was going to tell you lies.
Their stripper name?
My stripper name. It's Carolina Kitty. It's going to always be Carolina
Kitty.
Nice.
Holla.
It ain't going to stop being Carolina Kitty. That's my porn and my stripper name. Yep. Mhm. I like to sign for that. Trademark it today. Boom. What?
I don't want to go next. I don't know.
I would like to thank Sunshine Sally and Brother Ron for giving me my name. I'd like to thank them. Appreciate you. I'm so excited.
I got mine.
Okay.
Medisa.
I know mine. Y'all want to know what my name is? Y'all really?
Mm-hmm. What your name is?
It's Big Booty Judith. Woo!
Hey, Big Booty Judith coming to the stage.
Woo!
I have no fucking idea.
That's your stripper name. I have no fucking idea.
I mean Mars Bars. Yeah, call me Mars Bars.
Mars Bars?
Now more than ever.
I can't.
Wait,
Mars
Bars. I don't
Mars Bars, AKA.
You could be New York City Thunder, some shit like that, you know.
That should make it sound like I'm a fucking thick thighed bitch. No, I don't like thunder.
You're stupid as hell.
Ain't nothing wrong with those little thick old thighs.
How about nightstick?
Night
okay.
pick.
Okay, night pick. Night pick.
Okay.
Boom, boom.
Okay. I'm 30, okay.
Get hit with no night pick.
Got you. You're so smart out in these streets. Nightstick. Drake.
All right.
Your ugly ass name.
Damn.
Damn. I got so many aliases, man. I can go by it. They could actually be stripper names, but you know, I ain't ever thought of them.
Well, get your
wife.
You got
one.
On top of your head.
No, because I got a lot
off
of
the top of your head.
I know a couple of my homeboys back home, they called me Templeicious because I was a slut bucket.
So your name is New Slut Bucket? What?
Yeah.
Slut Bucket?
Yeah. Basically.
Slut Bucket.
No, Slut Bucket out in these streets. I don't like your name. You need to try something else.
Yeah.
First
come
of all,
on,
Dre, you happy that you
got to come
on. A lot of chicks call me Superman Lover because I had it on my car back in the day when I was young.
Because I'm a Superman Lover.
Your name is
And that was my theme song, too, Ron. That was my shit.
Something wrong with me.
Yeah,
that's my shit right there. What you know about that?
I ain't lying. That's my shit, yo. Because that was my thing. I had on the front of my car, I had a damn tag made. The shit was dope as fuck. And everybody called me that shit.
I like Superman Lover better than motherfucking Slut Bucket.
I know
that's
right. I like that lot better. Golly, you whore. What in the world? Okay, Taylor, what's your name? What's your stripper name?
Jersey's Finest.
She gonna say Taylor.
I like that.
Okay,
I think I'll say
Big Booty Jewelry.
That's cute.
Caroline King. Wait a minute. Superman Lover. And Ron's was Nightstick, right?
Nightstick.
Y'all some horrible humans. Y'all horrible humans. I am these streets. You're stripping in these streets. Okay. Next up, that's going to be... Ron is next up on these streets for the next question. Ron, what is your question for the people?
I don't got no fucking questions. I don't fucking know.
It has to be something funny.
Prepared.
Funny.
Yeah,
yeah,
they
can be funny. We're trying to make it humorous.
Nah, yeah, because I need to laugh because I've had a long day.
I thought you said your neck was hurting because of the horse dick, so you didn't want to laugh too hard.
Oh, man.
We're also in the process of burying my grandfather in the next few days. So I need to laugh, and therefore it wasn't no penis that hurt my neck. I hurt my neck when I was out there walking in these streets on the park, and somehow I strained the muscle in my neck when I was trying to roll my hair. I wish it would have been some penis, but it wasn't no penis that hurt my neck.
Oh,
my bad.
Right.
I misunderstood.
Now get your question.
All right, what's the most embarrassing thing that happened to you in school?
What?
I'll start while y'all think. The reason I asked that question, because I was in high school, right? I was going to Washington Urban High School, and I was late for class one day. And these motherfuckers were some real devious bastards. And what they did is at the front of the class door, they put some lemon soap at the front of the door.
Oh.
So here I go, you know what I'm saying, walking to class, trying to get there, moving on fast. And as soon as I opened the door, I slipped on the fucking lemon soap and slid. And I slid into the class like I was climbing in the fucking face. And not just did I slide in the class, but it was fucking lemony fresh. So now I'm soapy, I'm lemony, and I just slid into the fucking class like 15 feet.
not laughing.
So by the time
papers,
I got up,
I'm not
laughing. So I get up, I just turned right the fuck back around and just left the class. I was like, I'm not staying in this motherfucker.
And you know, back in the day, you didn't carry book bags in school like these kids nowadays. I just see books and papers flying everywhere.
That ain't funny. So the worst part is, after that, I said, I'm going home. I'm going the fuck home. I ain't staying in school smelling like this. So I used to take the train to school. So it's like maybe 1 o'clock in the afternoon. So it's like not that crowded on the train. So I get on the train, and I could just see everybody just sniffing, like, where is that fucking lemon grove coming from? You know what I'm saying? Everybody's looking around because they smell fucking a whole train full of lemons, and they not knowing that it's me. But I see everybody just sniffing, like, where is that smell coming from? And I'm just sitting in the corner just trying to play it cool, you know what I mean, waiting for my stop to come so I can get off. And I swear, that shit, they teased me about that shit until I got kicked out that school. That shit was... It was embarrassing, but it was hilarious.
What the what?
Lemony Fresh.
Lemony Fresh.
Lemony Fresh.
Lemony
That's
Fresh.
That's her name, Lemony Fresh.
Lemony Fresh.
That shit was funny, though. I shit right into that motherfucking classroom. Everybody started dying laughing. Like, blah, 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 blah. I just turned right the fuck around and left.
Like Medisa just did you? Like Medisa did you just like
a... I'm just seeing papers and books and flying everywhere.
What if you have more than one, Ron?
You can do two because I ain't have no embarrassing moments at the schoolhouse.
I find it hard to believe you ain't had no embarrassing moments at school, girl.
I had three. I had three real bad ones.
All right, tell the most funny one.
Well, no, I'm gonna say that one for last. But eighth grade, right? We had this little thing where we used to, on Fridays, if you had talent or whatever, you can sing, rap, dance, or whatever in front of the school. It was like a little pep rally any Friday. Tell me why. Me and my little cousin was dancing, right? Had our little routine down pat. This fool gets mad and walks off. And he walks off and leaves me out there dancing. I'm down doing my dance, whatever. My stepdad comes out of left field. He's the maintenance man. He grabs the mic and was like, I'm going to help you, son. I can't dance. I'm going to sing. This fool breaks out singing, "When the Night Was Young." I mean, he was hitting every note.
Stand by me.
Stand by me. He talking about somebody mad. And everybody was sitting there singing with him and shit. I'm sitting there looking at this motherfucker. I got my hammer pants on with my damn hammer shoes.
Not your hammer pants.
Yeah, I had my hammer pants on.
The motherfucker went from kid and play to motherfucking kid and fucking and
exactly,
what the motherfucking name
exactly.
That was
so, and the crazy part was that's what me and my cousin were doing. We were doing the kid and play. And I had the baggy pants on with the button up with the damn pants, and this fool left me out there. And he comes in.
Why did he leave you out
kid.
There though? Why did he leave you out there?
Exactly. And the crazy part was the whole day at school. Motherfuckers was coming around. Man, your dad, just got there the same, man. Blah, 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 blah. I'm like, this nigga here.
Right, the maintenance man. Ain't that some shit, the maintenance man? What the fuck is wrong with you?
Yeah. Exactly. That was one. That was eighth grade. And then I remember one time in down high school, I don't know what the fuck happened. It was like, we had this little special bathroom. Didn't nobody go in there, wasn't nobody hanging out in there. You just go in there, use the bathroom, and come on out. This particular day, I had to take shit. My phone was killing me. I was trying to hold it till I got some
free. You needed some VI poo. You needed some VI poo.
Basically, so I goes in the bathroom to use the bathroom and shit. Tell me why these motherfuckers come to the bathroom, they start fighting.
No.
And so, like,
no.
In the middle of the fight, somebody was like, man, somebody funky is that? What the hell is going on? Man, they're taking the shit. So I'm trying to cover my funky shit. This shit was crazy as hell. And then I had to wait till everybody left and there was nobody in the hallway to come out the bathroom. I damn near missed second period.
Damn. That's bad. That's funny.
So you in there taking a boo-boo, needing you some VIP, and you got embarrassed.
But they didn't know who it was, though. Because I kept putting them babies in there. They was in there fighting. It was crazy because they wanted to come down there and fight because the damn the bathroom wasn't full.
Mm.
Yeah, you wasn't fooling no more after you finished shitting either. Y'all had something in common.
They got something in common.
All right, what's the third one, Dre?
Oh, man, this chick played me, yo. I wrote her a letter and shit, gave it to her. And then she comes back, right there in front of the whole crew, and was like, I got her, man. It was when that positive case shit had dropped. She played me. Ripped my letter.
Oh, shit. I remember that.
I got me.
It's all good now, though. She's cracking it, so it's all good.
What your man got to do with me?
I got him, man. I'm not trying to hear that, she.
Yep, she'll crack it now, so I won't.
She said she'll crack it.
Yeah, she
said I won.
You stupid. She said she'll crack it now, so I won.
You dumb.
Jesus Christ.
Oh, God.
That's funny.
Okay. Medisa, what's your embarrassing thing in the schoolhouse?
I got two.
You know, if everybody got more than one, and Ma said she ain't got none. That's some bullshit.
The very first one, I was in sixth grade, and my mama used to, I used to have a Dairy Curl. I did. And my mama used to be my friend.
So glow.
I used to have a, leave me alone. I used to have a Jerry Curl.
Just let go. Baby glow.
Oh, God. You had a juicy.
Just
oh,
let
go.
My mama had a Jerry Curl. She had a long Jerry Curl. I had a Jerry Curl. My mama, because my mama went to cosmetology school back in the day.
So you had a Jerry Curl. Your mother had a Geraldine Curl. She had the long one.
She had a long Jerry Curl.
Did you say
your
Geraldine?
Mother had a mother. She had a party
right.
in the back.
That's
the
long Jerry.
She had a
party
in the back. Hold on.
You got pictures, Medisa. You got pictures.
My Jerry Curl, nobody will ever see that shit. I will never, ever.
Okay. This is a million-dollar question, though. Did you have the Michael Jackson curl or did you have the loop? Because,
okay.
You know, loopy shit was dry and didn't curl all the way up.
Let me tell my story, okay? So, I had a Jerry curl. My mama used to do my Jerry curl, right, at home.
You
had
plastic
Jerry
on
curl.
The back of your couch?
No, we have plastic on the back of our damn couch. Shit. My mom used to do my Jerry Curl. My Jerry Curl used to be the bomb. So I was in sixth grade, and I had swimming. Right? They used to make us take swimming. And so that particular day, I forgot my curl activator, right? And I forgot my swim cap. I had to get in the water. From swimming. And I ain't had no stuff, so I was like, okay, I had lotion, so I was like, well, let me put some lotion. I knew I was gonna get my ass beat because I did not bring my swim cap. Like, I had a plastic cap and then I had an actual swim cap. I knew I was gonna get my ass beat because my mama had just did my curl. Like, it was like the beginning of the school year, so she had just did my curl. So I forgot my shit. And so I had to go to swimming because I didn't want to get in trouble. I got in swimming, went to swimming, got out of swimming, and I was like, I don't have no activator. And my friend Louise, who had a curl too, she wasn't there that day, so I couldn't use no activator from her. So I was like, okay, I got some lotion. I'm about to put this lotion in my hair.
What kind of
lotion?
It was some lotion. Mm-hmm. I don't even remember what kind of lotion it was. It was just some lotion. So I put this lotion in my hair.
Butter.
Yeah, it probably was. I put this lotion in my hair, and so I had to get on the school bus to go home. So by the time the end of the day came, and I got to the school bus, my hair was dry. So I was on the bus, and these motherfucking kids was calling me desert head.
Desert head.
So is that why you moved
desert
to Arizona?
Desert head because your hair was dry like the Mojave Desert.
What'd you say, Dre?
Not you be giving
the motherfuckers that desert head?
Yeah, that's what I said.
Shut the fuck up,
Ron. Why she moved to Arizona.
Two middle fingers.
Wow.
So, the kids was on the bus, and I was so embarrassed because they was calling me desert head. And I was so embarrassed about the curl. But I ended up getting off the bus and getting in a fight with this girl named Big Keisha because I was like, I was tired of this bitch talking about
it. Wait a minute, Big Keisha?
She was.
She sounded like she was in the ninth grade when you was in the sixth.
Big Keisha had a curl too. Big Keisha had a curl too, her curl, but she, you know, but she was a big motherfucker. She was big. I'm talking about, like, she looked like, you know that little girl, Rasputia, on Norbit, the girl who played Rasputia, she was like a big girl.
Okay.
Like
every you went home with a whooped ass and a dry curl.
No, the fuck I didn't. I beat that bitch ass. No. I went home. I went home that day with a dry ass curl and some fucking muddy ass motherfucking cream corduroys because I had a new outfit that day. And Big Keisha was messing with me.
She pushed me down.
I beat Big Keisha ass. She pushed me down. She was trying to do something. And I was slamming her head in the ground because she was fucking with me. I was on my knees slamming that big bitch head in the ground. Big Keisha didn't mess with
me.
She
was like, I'm going to get an ass whooping, but I ain't going to be the only one to get an ass whooping today.
Mm-mm. I was
basically, Medici still wanted to get two ass whooped because you fucked up your school because you know your mama didn't have to.
I didn't get a whooping. The only thing that saved me, Big Keisha, let me make this clear. Big Keisha did not beat my ass, okay?
I'm talking about your mama whooping your ass.
No, my mama didn't whoop me because my cousin Angie, who lived in the apartment, she saw me fighting Big Keisha at the bus stop because all the kids was around. So I was beating Big Keisha ass at the bus stop, and so she came and got me off Big Keisha and walked me home, and she told my mama that Big Keisha was messing with me on the bus, calling me desert head, and I beat her up. And so I didn't get in trouble for my corduroys being muddy. But I didn't get a whooping that day. Mm-mm. My mom was nice. She just don't want to bite.
Yeah,
my mom was like, my mom was
dry ass curls, muddy ass corduroy.
Y'all, let me tell y'all. My mama, I was from a single parent home. We didn't have the greatest of everything, but my mama did a good job with what she had. So I never forget. We went to J.C. Penney's, right? J.C. Penney's, honey. She bought me these corduroys. Girl, them corduroys was the bomb. You know, back in the day, corduroys was the shit. So I had these. I never forget. She got me a brown pair and she got me a cream pair. And I had this sweater that had like this little print on it. And then I had a little turtleneck to go up under the sweater. And I had these little cute shoes. So I was excited about my new clothes. You know what I mean? It's the beginning of the school year. You wear your new little clothes.
You can get it too excited because your hair wasn't right. You know how your hair don't be if your
girl,
hair ain't right
no,
and your outfit be the bomb.
No, I was good. No, when I went to school, right, I was bomb, right, because my mama had did my jerry curl. I think she did my jerry curl the weekend before. Excuse me. And she bought me these little combs.
I did get into the money.
So, the whole summer before we moved into this place and they had a swimming pool. So we swam. Like, we swam all fucking summer. Like, we stayed in the pool. So my mother had to cut my hair. So I already was looking like a little boy because my hair was short. So she cut my hair. But my jerry curl was cute because it was all pretty and curly. And then my mama had bought me these combs. And I never forget, I pushed these combs up on the side. And I was like, okay, I'm doing it. But then it just ruined my whole day when I realized that I forgot my shit at home. And, but that's okay.
Friend.
Because Big Keisha didn't mess with me no more. She didn't mess with me no more. I want to know. I got to find Ivy. Keisha Majors was her motherfucking name. I'm going to find
her.
Why
you
got to
find her?
What
you going to go find her again?
I just
want to
know if she's still
being.
That's like me trying to be friends with the chick who I got
in a fight with. Who does this?
No, I just want to know if she's still Big Keisha. I seen her like some years ago. Mm-hmm. I mean, not years ago, but when I was in high school, I ended up running to her. And she was still big at that time. And she was like, oh, my God, I'm a Jesus. And I'm like, bitch. Do you not remember we got in a fight and I fucked you up because you was messing with me about my dry ass curl? But, you know, I was like a size 9 at that point, and she was pretty big still. So I was like, hey, I had booty and I was a size 9, and my motherfucking stomach was flat, and I was like, hey, flossing, hey. You know,
Your curl wasn't together, girl. You couldn't be before mine. No, honey, in high school, that curl was gone.
By freshman year, that curl was gone, honey. I was getting a perm, and I was going to the beauty shop every 2 weeks, honey. So when she saw me, honey.
I can't say that, Nick. I had a crush on this chick. She rocked her curl all the way from the 7th grade all the way to senior year. She had that motherfucking in the middle of the night.
I got rid of my curl.
She still got one today.
She got one today. I've seen her a couple of times. She ain't got it no more. And chances are her mama and her grandma probably still.
Do y'all know people still go get curls? Like older people, they still be having curls.
Yeah. Yeah, because my grandma does hair. Yeah, I know. I know a lot of people get it,
but they don't call it a curl. They call it the pussy look. That is the little S curl joint. With the little curl, little beady ball curls the pussy came out with.
That's a motherfucking curl. I don't care if you're the S curl.
Yeah,
I don't care if you're the Hawaiian.
If you listen to D-Wade, you got a curl. And you're the barber. And you know better.
You got a curl.
And he probably go down to my grandma's shop down the way to get it. Because you remember what he said the other day at the thing? He was like, I've known your grandma forever.
Yeah.
My grandma do your curl. Every Saturday morning before we all get
in. He's not going to tell me he got good that good of a grade of a hair. Nah.
He don't. That is a dupe.
Yeah, he got a dupe.
He either got an S curl or he got a what's that other thing they do putting their hair to make it good? Huh?
A duke. He got a duke.
No. It's girls be using it too. No. Texturizer.
A texturizer thing.
Yeah. You know some motherfuckers be putting that in their hair. Bitch, you do not have good hair, you have a texturizer. If you wash your hair and it smell like eggs, you got a texturizer.
Dead Hopper said, wash your hair and it smell like eggs.
You know that smell that comes off of Kenner. You got a texturizer. Girl, stop playing. You do not got good hair. You do not have engine in your family. You got a texturizer. Cause you know they be like, I got engine in my family. No, bitch, you got a texturizer. Okay, that was my. Did I tell both my stories? No. Okay, so let me tell my other one. So my other one was I was a freshman. Yeah, I was a freshman.
It's stupid.
And, you know, I was a freshman. And so, you know what I mean? I have always, you know, I was an athlete and shit. So I always had booty. Like, I had booty, had hips.
Booty, rocking everywhere.
You're stupid. So when I was a freshman,
It's Taylor's turn. We running low.
No, I have.
Can I tell my second story first? And then it'll be Taylor's turn to tell a second story.
So, okay, thank you, ma'am. And I, you know, I was built up nice, you know what I mean? And there was this guy. He was a senior, when I was a freshman. And he was a football player and shit. He was fine as fuck. He ended up being my boyfriend.
We all have one.
So, honey, yes. Ooh, honey. But he was trying to talk to me, right? So I'm trying to be cute. I'm with my little friends or whatever. You know how it is when you're a freshman. You don't really know nobody, but you be trying to be cute. And I'm walking, right, and I'm not paying attention to what the fuck I'm doing. But I'm too busy trying to, like, flirt and look back and trying to switch and do all this bullshit.
Look back.
I'm walking, not paying attention, ran right into, had a handful of books and shit, and ran. This girl had her locker open, had a door, and I wasn't paying attention, and I ran and walked right into that motherfucking locker, smacked dead into it, books and shit fell everywhere, and I was so embarrassed because he was right there. And I was like, y'all, it was like the worst thing ever. But that didn't change anything because he ended up being my boyfriend, and I used to wear his letter, so no.
Aww. That's so sweet. Tyler, you're next.
I only have one. Let's see. I had, I was in high school. I had a crush on this guy. And I finally decided that I was going to say something. And I wrote him this long, long-ass letter. Like, we was cool, but here's the problem. We was friends. So, like, he would go to, like, he would come over to my house. I'd go to his house. Like, we was doing everything that a high school couple would do. Like, I would have dinner with his mom. He'd come to my house, have dinner with my parents. Like, my dad liked him and shit. But we just was never together. Wrote him this whole long, drawn-out letter, whatever. And then, like, a couple of days later, he had just stopped talking to me altogether. He had got with this girl, right? Now, they together, whatever the case may be. So, apparently, she finds the letter or whatever. So, she decides that she is going to tell everybody about this letter.
Oh, damn.
So, it's a talent show. It's a talent show. Everybody from the school is in the talent show. She decided to read my letter that I wrote him.
I always
as poetry. At the damn talent show. So I'm sitting there and I'm like, this shit sounds awfully familiar. What is this? Oh no, that's the letter I wrote him. Meanwhile, everybody is literally laughing at me. I'm like, all right, cool. I just leave. Like, I'm like, I'm not about to do this today. I just left school, whatever. So then he tried to be on some shit like, I ain't know she was going to do that. I was like, no, fuck you. You knew she was going to do that. You knew she was spiteful or whatever. So we never talked again. So fast forward, here I am, a grown-ass adult. I got my little life together. Guess who found me on Facebook? And then had the audacity to inbox me. Had the audacity to inbox me. Wow, you changed so much since school. Man, fuck you and your big-ass head. Fuck you and everything else. And come to find out, the chick that he was with, she bigger than All outside? See? All outside.
So guess what you did? You won. Like Dre won. You won.
I sure did. I won.
She could be my girl, too.
She could be Big Keisha's cousin. And here's the problem. I thought she had, like, a whole gang of kids. Because I'm like, damn, she got big. Like, she must have a lot of kids. She ain't got narrow one. So you just got big for no reason?
She just like to eat.
Ain't it a wonderful feeling to see all the bitches that thought they was the shit in high school, and you see them on Facebook, and they got five baby daddies and two tons of fun?
Damn.
Homie,
in high school, you was the man, homie. The fuck happened to you?
The bitches that you made fun of, you should be the theater nerd.
Exactly.
I was a theater nerd, so they made fun of me and said I was a theater. Oh, my God, you're a theater nerd. You like Shakespeare and shit. Oh, but bitches, I just published the book and y'all bitches sitting at home with five baby daddies and
y'all must have been one of the mean girls in the schoolhouse because y'all had a dick on me. I must have been a mean girl.
I will admit, I was awkward. I was an athlete, but I was a nerd. And I was in high school, I was a theater kid. That's all I did. So, most of the people that was in the theater magnet were white kids and, it was just a different breed of people.
I was in the band.
But that's different because everybody be in the band. You know what I mean? It's different because, and then you got to think, too, where you come from is different than where I was. Well, it's different from where I come from. Like, in the Midwest, there's this perception that if you're a black kid, you're supposed to be a certain way. You were asked to be this, that, and the other. But I wasn't like that. I literally was a fucking theater nerd. I was in the acting, I was in theater. And so it was that's what we did. So I was walking around quoting Shakespeare and shit. And, that was weird to the people. So, because you had the regular kids, you had the kids that was in the magnet program, which are the kids that were bused from different areas, to come to the magnet program. And then you had the normal-ass kids that was in the neighborhood. So these were the motherfuckers that was supposed to be in the neighborhood. And most of them was coming from the hood. So they didn't have – so you had a mixture of culture stuff and, theater and performing arts because it was the performing arts and humanities. So you had the super smart kids that was in humanities, And then you had the damn creative, artistic people that was in the theater and the dance magnet and that kind of shit. And then you had the regular-ass kids from the neighborhood. So it was a tragedy. It was horrible. High school was fun, but there was some mean bitches in high school.
For no legitimate reason. Like, why is your tampon stuck up so far up your thing? Why are you just so angry for no reason?
Because some of these bitches, I be cracking up laughing. Oh, my God, Matisa, blah, blah, blah. You so amazing. Oh, bitch, but you was giving me blues in high school. You was the bitch that was sitting around with the cool kids. But these were the ones that was hanging out with the drug dealers and doing all that shit. They thought that shit was cute. Now y'all bitches don't have shit to show for y'all life. Y'all sitting around pretending, faking.
They planning another class reunion. I know good and damn well I don't have no business going.
I'm not going because I chose mine. I chose my class. They looking old and rough, and I'm looking young as hell. You damn skip it, I go.
Yeah,
because it's
funny
to see them though. Oh, your personality is so different now. You feel so more bubbly and people felt like I was really shy or whatever, which I really wasn't. I just didn't like talking to people. I didn't like people. I only like my friends. My friends will tell you a different story. I'm like, that girl's crazy. But I didn't like other people. So I kept to myself.
Mm-hmm.
And so, but now when they see, if they see me on Facebook and I'm having a conversation and I'm doing all of this, they're like, oh, my God, your personality is so different now.
Yeah.
But, bitch, why you like
I
me?
Love
why
that. I think it's great.
I've been a white girl.
The white people that was in my little clique, they was like, they are real, like, they was supportive then, and they were supportive, they're still supportive now, and they're still like, oh, my God, you're blah, 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 blah. But it's so funny to, like I said, see these other ones, I'd be like, oh, yeah, you, okay, you don't even like me in high school, but now you, every time I post something, you on there talking about, you so beautiful in this, oh, really? Okay, bitch. I remember you.
Well,
you just sitting there miserable.
But what about them dudes that didn't pay you no motherfucking attention in high school? And now all of a sudden they jumping dead in your DMs and dead in your inbox.
In it.
I just don't know. Like, I
okay.
And found messed around and found you on Facebook. They just found you on Facebook. Okay, they friend requested you, sent you a message or a messenger. They done found you on Instagram. They done slid in your DMs on Instagram.
Mm-hmm.
And they done found your Twitter. Now they done jumped in your Twitter inbox, too. No. Block, block,
mm-hmm.
block, and block. No.
Bye, Cletus.
No.
Bye.
Yeah.
Black,
no.
Bye, Cletus.
And it
no.
was football players. And I was like, y'all niggas been paying me as much as I was on that
honey.
Goddamn field. Y'all ain't paying me no motherfucking money. Okay, but now
okay.
you see I make all these nasty ass quotes and shit, and then I be out there gallivanting me, freezing me a cute and whatnot. Now y'all want to talk to me. Nigga, if you don't get your
see,
3, 5, 6, 7, 8, 10 ass down somewhere.
See, junior and senior year, I set my game up because I was the manager of the football team. So, like, I was working with the coaches and I was the manager. So they was like, so it's kind of different. Like, some of them are just, but then it's those one guys, you know, the ones that, the popular ones that wasn't necessarily
what
doing anything. They was just the good-looking ones. You know, them pop, huh?
I'm watching a video.
Yeah, and
on
when
Instagram,
we,
sorry.
Oh, I was going to say what? Yeah, so, like, I was, like, I worked with the coaches and stuff, and I sat on the sidelines and helped with, you know, facilitate stuff my junior and senior, well, my junior year. I didn't do it my senior year. I said, fuck them. But, it's funny just to see how the tables turn. I think it's amazing. Like, I crack up because I'm just like, okay, so now you want to act like what? So, yeah. Fuck boys.
Nope. I like to say no.
Decline. In my inbox talking about some, wow, you got such a beautiful family. Oh, man, your oldest is getting so big. I responded, and? That's all I said. I said, and, dot, 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 and. Like, what do you want?
Well?
I'm saying, though, you could have been, you could have been the one. Like, you could have, we could have been cool together. Like,
right.
she could have been cute.
Right.
But no, you wanted to be extra. You wanted her,
mm-hmm.
and then you got her. Now you miserable because you been with her, and y'all done broke up or whatever. She big as a house. You bigger than a house. So now y'all just two big bitches. Like, what you want me to do?
Two big bitches.
Two big bitches.
Mm,
that's what you are.
I cannot stand out.
Cause she,
okay.
Cause she
so
got, she got four titties and you got four titties.
I had to move on. I had to move on. So, that was Ron's question. So, did we ask Dre a question?
Mm-mm.
Dre, your question.
Oh,
you still
let me
here.
See. What's the funniest thing that ever happened to you during sex?
Oh,
yeah,
shit.
One or maybe one or two. You do two. If it happened to you twice, just say two. What's the funniest thing that ever happened to y'all? Or do I gotta go first?
Go first, please.
Oh, yeah, you go first. You go first. It's your question. Go first.
Well, the first damn thing that happened, trying to be little romantic and shit, sitting there, we going to do, and she wanted to cut the radio off. So we sit down, and then this shit happened to me 3 times. We in the middle of the mix. All of a sudden, here comes Donnie.
For you to come on.
Donnie McClurk. You
he
saw
go,
him.
Oh, no.
Yeah, we
that's
won. I was like,
oh. Oh, no. That's
yeah,
happened to
that
me
happened.
Before.
And then,
man,
yeah, Kirk Franklin got me one time. Yeah, he comes in.
I think everybody had that happen when you listen
question.
To a non.
Yep,
oh.
And then most recent, your girl got me. Tamala got me. And this why it's so funny. Yeah, this why it's so funny. We was getting it in, you know what I'm saying? And I messed around.
Wait, so test so.
Both us, yeah, look, no, just both of us got a little nut. Both of us got a little nut shit. And so she was like, the song just came on, and we was laying down the shit. And she was like, I'm on round 2. Tamala came right in his own time.
Truth is, I'm tired. Options are few.
And then, see.
I'm trying to pray.
And then my second one, man. I don't know if it's ever happened to anybody, but both of us caught a cramp.
God didn't like that ugly.
Yeah, he really did because he played me. Because I caught a cramp in my left knee, in my left leg, and she caught one in her damn calf muscle.
Charlie horse. Oh, Jesus.
All right. Now, I've definitely done that one. I've definitely had that situation happen. Yeah.
It's been more than once.
I can't tell you how many times, but it's been more than once. That's why we stopped listening to the radio.
No more Pandora.
Yeah,
I had to make a playlist. That's when you make your playlist on Apple Music, and don't just go random.
You can't hit random because then you'll get in there then too. Because my playlist.
That's what I'm saying.
No,
all right. You got to do a playlist. Not
on iTunes. You don't.
You can go random.
iTunes,
you can do a playlist.
Like, yeah.
Yeah. If you do Pandora, like Pandora be tripping sometimes because they'll have music. I'll be listening to 90s R&B, and I'm like, why the hell is Donnie McClurkin in here? We fall
exactly.
Down. Like, no. That don't match. That don't go there.
Ron, you still there? You sleep?
Absolutely. No, I'm here.
Okay, what's yours?
What's up?
He said, what's up? Like, he's been sleeping.
Now, I was actually looking at my other phone, so I was a little preoccupied.
Oh.
What's the craziest thing that happened to you during sexual relations other than jumping off of the counter and sending that woman to the hospital with a broken rib?
Broken rib case.
It was cracked.
Broken is a fracture is a still a break.
Broken and cracked.
Bang bang.
The
bang bang bone crusher.
I mean, I've had a couple of different things that come to mind, so I don't know which one to go with. But so it was this young lady, and we was doing the helicopter, and in the midst of doing the helicopter, her friend was with my dude in the other bedroom, and her friend was sexy, and she wanted her friend just as much as everybody else in the house wanted her friend. So I was telling her to say her friend's name every time I would downstroke. So she started calling up for his name. And so we hear her saying, "Is somebody calling me?" it was literally right across the hall, directly across. So our door was open and her door was open with old boy. And she was a little sexy thing too, I ain't gonna lie. But we doing what we doing. Every time I was downstroke, I would say Pam name. So she's screaming, "Pam! Pam!" And Pam was like, "Is somebody calling my..." Like, you don't know her fucking voice. You know who fucking calling you. Stop playing stupid. But, yeah, that's the one that come to my mind off top of my head.
Wow.
Sit down.
Wow.
I'm just saying. I mean, you always have those...
So it's basically, you was Destiny's Child before the song came out, and you just and they just remixed it. They said, "Say my name," instead of saying, "Say your friend's name."
Right. Listen, her name. My friend was sexy than a motherfucker. And I mean, we wanted to do the little group activity, but she was who she was holding out. So I was trying to find a way to get her involved.
Damn.
It didn't work though.
Wow.
But I'm sure you know what I'm saying, as a dude, that your hamstring get tight, you know what I'm saying? And you catch a cramp in the middle, you know what I'm saying, of doing what you're doing. That's always, you know what I'm saying, terrible.
Yeah, that's what I just said.
Terrible for anyone.
And it makes a bad, it happened. It was me and her at the same time.
It's terrible for a woman, too. Ooh, shit, that hurts.
Well, I really don't give a fuck about women catching cramps, but oh, did I say that out loud?
What the what?
Yeah,
you
did.
Say that out loud? Well, damn.
I'm sorry.
Well, fuck you too then. Shit. Okay. That's funny.
Who next?
Taylor didn't tell hers, and Medisa didn't tell hers.
Oh, man. Okay, so. All right. Medisa, you go first, because I got to think about one.
Do I really got to go first?
Yeah, you do.
Yeah.
I got two. One of them ain't as fun. One of them is just more embarrassing than anything. So the first one, well, both of them is fucking embarrassing. So the first one is, I was with somebody, and I was my ex, one of my exes. I was getting it in. We was getting it in. You know, I'm talking shit. You know, I'm doing what I do, and. So, like, right in the middle, I'm talking shit, and I fart. And it's loud.
Wait a minute. Which end did it come out of, though?
It wasn't the pussy fart.
I farted. It was horrible. And I
like
was
you
so
pooed it. Like you pooed it for real.
I pooed it. It was like I farted. But luckily he was a good sport.
If it was loud, you farted. Ain't no damn poo to it, man.
He was. We just busted out. I was so embarrassed. I just stopped, and we both just fell out laughing. So luckily, and then. Oh my god! I don't even want to tell this story. So I had got this new wig, and
whenever you start a story about I had got this new wig, that shit is hilarious.
I got this new wig,
And it was long and luxurious and shit. And it was, so, I was riding, and I was reverse cowgirl, and so somehow when I, in one of my, you know, switching positions, it was really long, so it was like to my ass, it was long. And so one time, I guess at one point when I had like raised my body up and I sat back, I sat on it and didn't realize it. And so at this point he held me and he was like holding me so I couldn't move. But my wig was stuck under my ass and he's like going crazy and the car. So by the time I got finished, my wig basically had slid halfway to the middle of my head, and I was so it slid halfway to the middle of my head, and I didn't know what to do because I couldn't.